And also joining us in the studio today is Shantanese Reese from the talent management team at Georgia Technical Research Institute with nearly 20 years in human resources. Shantanese also has a master's in HR and French from Iowa State. Bonjour, Shantanese. Heather, we would like to know about our next speaker, Shantanese, if you would, please.
Shantanese Reese joined the Georgia Tech Research Institute talent management team with nearly 20 years of human resources experience in 2011. As GTRI's diversity consultant, she is responsible for building and managing GTRI's diversity initiatives. Shantanese obtained her Master's of Science in Human Resources and French from Iowa State University and is a certified senior professional in human resources. Throughout her career, she has served as an advisor on HR policies and procedures, managed various internal HR functions, served as a mentor and leader, developed and equipped teams, and exercised strong project management and problem-solving skills. Shantanese describes herself as an innovative, inspiring leader, experienced with fiduciary and fundraising skills. She possesses expert-level knowledge in talent management and training.
Thank you for sharing that about Shantanese, Heather. We're live in a studio with Shantanese Reese from Georgia Technical Research Institute. With your very prepared discussion, Shantanese, which will cover HR professionals and talking about innovation and serve as change agents in their companies while continuing to sharpen skills. Let's start with a broad question for you. What is the definition of innovation and change in HR, Shantanese?
The definition of innovation and change in HR centers primarily around processes that are impacted by technology. Some examples include onboarding, performance management, and recruiting. Are these processes smooth or are they difficult to navigate? Technology enables HR to be more efficient and thereby innovative. However, technology is not the only area that impacts innovation and change. How a company responds to workforce demographics also contributes to the definition of innovation and change in HR. People are constantly changing from a diversity perspective, which impacts the way HR professionals approach work. Inclusion is the key word. One clear example is the fact that most businesses are dealing with four generations in the workforce simultaneously. Starbucks' dress code, which bans rings with stones, bracelets, wristbands, or how a company uses zombies and wine bars to lure millennials, illustrate various responses companies have chosen to cope with the ever-changing demographics of the workforce. Organizational behavior also impacts the definition of innovation and change. An employee's motivation is key, and how an organization responds is crucial. Employee demographics and motivation are less obvious factors and yet are still very important. Our understanding of psychology and human behavior is constantly changing. As we know, these factors play out in the workforce on a daily basis, and change management must be handled appropriately. As HR professionals, when it comes to addressing issues surrounding technology, workforce demographics, or organizational behavior, our role is to encourage managers to do what may seem to be the exact opposite of what it is needed or what has always been done.
Well, Shantanese, you covered surveys, plans of actions, processes which HR leaders need to consider. Please tell us, what are the skills HR professionals need in order to remain innovative and ready for change in the upcoming years?
In my professional opinion, listening is the key skill an HR professional should possess to remain innovative and ready for change in the upcoming years, both externally and internally. Allow me to explain. As the marketplace changes, HR professionals should remain in the know about upcoming trends, pending legal cases, and technology updates. This is what I mean by listening externally. Additionally, HR professionals need to ensure they are listening to their employees. This allows HR to be strategic. Lastly, and perhaps even more importantly, HR should listen to the changes in their field and ensure they are self-aware. Securing a sponsor or a mentor will assist in remaining self-aware. These individuals can assist with suggestions for ongoing training and serve as sounding boards. Diagnostic skills are also very key to remaining innovative and ready for change. It's so easy to keep one's head down and focus on daily tasks and lose sight of the big picture. When this happens, an HR professional is not able to bring the value to the organization from an HR perspective. Not to sound cliche-ish, but we have to keep our eyes on the horizon and remain big picture focused.
Well, as HR professionals comes to addressing issues surrounding technology, workforce dynamics, or organizational behavior, in the role that is encouraged managers to do what they seem to be exactly opposite of what they need to get done, what is one key and glaring question that really comes to mind is, how can you determine if your company is innovative and able to change?
I believe there are two ways you can determine if your company is innovative and able to change. One is to assess exit interviews, and the other is to assess employee engagement. For example, does your company offer flexible schedules, have an open door policy, or ongoing opportunities for growth? If employees do not feel heard, or if it takes too long to hire someone, or to evaluate someone, or to secure funding for a project, these are strong indicators that your company needs improvement in the areas of innovation and change.
We do hope our listeners are in a successful, competitive company and innovative company. What can an HR professional do if they discover that, well, their company is not considered innovative or able to change?
Excellent question. An HR professional should talk to senior leadership if they discover, after analyzing exit interviews and employee engagement surveys, that their company is not considered innovative and able to change. They should not only initiate the conversation, but come prepared to offer solutions and a plan of action. HR is and should be a part of that solution.
Well, Shantanese, now let's go back to the HR professional. How will the talent market challenge HR professionals to be more innovative and change agents in their own companies?
The talent market poses its own set of challenges. HR professionals have to ask themselves, what are the challenges in recruitment in today's economy? Presently, the candidate experience is an important element. Technology is a key factor. Is your company's applicant tracking system clunky? A cumbersome ATS will certainly impact the candidate's experience. How can this be addressed? Maintain an open dialogue with incoming employees. Conduct a focus group with millennials to gain their perspective on the process. These types of focus groups can assist with addressing those issues. You can also talk with mid-career employees. Their concerns may deal with opportunities for growth or taking care of aging parents, whereas the boomers may be more concerned about benefits.
All right, thank you. And for guiding us on how to be more successful at innovation and change, now please give us a few examples, Shantanese, of who are some of the leaders in the area of innovation and change in human resources.
You know, in most cases, the leaders are not necessarily deemed HR professionals. Authors such as Sheryl Sandberg or Marcus Buckingham are examples of leaders who not only challenge us to think innovatively and to be nimble for business, but also inspire us to be better people. Steve Pemberton, one of the top 20 chief diversity officers in corporate America, is another leader in the arena of innovation and change in HR, due to his ability to encourage audiences to think of diversity in a new way. These are just a few examples of individuals who are seen as leaders in the arena of innovation and change in HR.
Well, merci, Shantanese. We can tell you're a subject matter expert on the leading edge of innovation. Thank you for coming out today and sharing your experiences with us.
Pas de problem.
Well, Shantanese Reese, your summary thoughts, please, for our listeners.
Thank you, Rio. As I mentioned earlier, technology is a key factor in determining if your company is innovative and has the ability to change quickly. In addition to technology, a company should also monitor its response to workforce demographics and those changes. Inclusion is definitely the key word. And lastly, HR professionals have to be great listeners, not only internally, but also externally. Diagnostic skills are crucial, and the ability to assess what's happening within a company will help a company go a long way as it pertains to being innovative and ready for change.
Well, thank you, Shantanese. Your perspective, we can tell, has been very well prepared and enlightening.
Thank you.